how's it going? Welcome back to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you. I am here for you three times a week, usually Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, to cheer you up, to give you the keys that will hopefully unlock that door to your happiness. And that's what I'm shooting for, just to try to help you to be happy, to find your inner peace, to find out why you're here. Hey, speaking of being here, if this is your first time checking out the show, I'm glad you found it. I'd like to find out how you found it. And if you like it, share it with your friends. If you don't like it, share it with your enemies. Just share it. Get the positivity out there. You never know, you just might change someone's life. That music you heard at the beginning of the show was written by Robert Schultz from Schultz Music Publications. I appreciate him doing that for the show, especially for us, written for the Be Positive podcast. Thanks so much, Robert. I appreciate that. Check him out at SchultzMusic.com. Also, check out the positive merchandise at BePositivePodcast.com. Click on the merch tab and pick something out from the store. Christmas is coming. Make a good gift. Oh, just remember, all the profits from the merchandise go to my book and to maintain the equipment used to get this show on the air. And my first book is coming out. It's called The Positive Perspective. It should be out in time for Christmas. If I can get this thing moving faster, I will. But keep your ears open for that. If you've got something you want to talk about, or you want me to talk about, or you just want to say, hey, Nat, what's up? Whatever you want to do, grab your phone and text me. That's the way to talk now. Nobody calls anybody. Text me, 304-506-3332, and I'll get right back to you as soon as I can. But if you got a story that's longer than a text and you don't think that I'll get it in a text, go to the website, bepositivepodcast.com/yourstory. Tell me all about it. I'll talk about it on a show, and it may help somebody else out. And hey, I'll give you a shout out on the air, just like Kaylee, listening on Spotify in California. Kaylee, thanks for writing in. Let me know that you're listening to the show. All right. With all that stuff out of the way, what is the thought for today? You know that I don't ever fill that in, but the thought for today is it's okay to change your mind. It's okay to change your mind. If you try something, you don't think it works, change your mind. It's your life. So make a decision quickly and stick to it. If it doesn't work, then change your mind. You could change your mind. It's okay. All right, let's get to the show. This comes from an anonymous listener. And the show is called My Same-Sex Relationship Ended. Now what? Well, let me read you the short little letter. And I'll talk about it a little bit. It says, I have been in a relationship for almost 10 years with the same sex and someone of whom I consider to be my best friend. We have done a lot of things together, but now she is wanting to move on, meaning she just wants to have friends outside of me and for me to not be bothered. I've had a jealous streak before because I have been so used to being around her. How do I move on from that? None of her friends or family know we're together, which is something that bothers me a lot because I feel like my place can be taken at any moment. We don't sleep in the same room. What do I do? Well, it sounds like you have a different idea of what the relationship is. Apparently, your partner is wanting to have more friends and open up a relationship with you to have more friends and maybe start dating. I mean, it has been 10 years. But what kind of relationship? You're living together? Were you acting as a married couple or dating? And were you exclusive to each other? And now all of a sudden it's changing, which can be a blow. It can be devastating to someone if you think that you're going to spend your life with this person and all of a sudden something changes and you're kind of left out in the cold. And it's devastating. It's a blow to your ego. It's a blow to your emotions. And a lot of times it's hard to get past because you are blindsided. Now, I don't know the total, everything that's going on in your relationship, but you say that you've done a lot of things together, but now she's wanting to move on, which kind of says that she wants to separate and be in a different relationship or just not be in the relationship with you. And then you go on to say, meaning she just wants to have friends outside of me and for you not to be bothered. So that's a whole separate thing from moving on. If she wants friends outside of you, that is healthy. You shouldn't be jealous. And if it's more than friends, then you need to define your relationship with her and talk to her and say, okay, what are we? What is going on? What are we doing here? Is there a future for us? Are we just fooling around? Are we just friends? And you need to be honest. And remember, don't ask the questions that you don't want the answers to. So you're going to ask a question of what is going on in a relationship, and you might not get the answer that you want, but you will get some clarity. And you will get, you will understand where you stand in the relationship. And maybe feelings have changed, and maybe she just needs a little bit of space. And you know what? Maybe you do too, because you don't sleep in the same room. You said you have kind of a jealous streak that you need to get that comes from insecurity, and being insecure with yourself. So when you get jealous of somebody else and you're getting very protective and you're afraid that you're going to be replaced, you're worried about everything outside of yourself, and you have to focus on what's inside. You really have to think about who you are and what you want in life. You have to focus on the inside and start trying to figure out why you're worried about being alone or being out of the relationship. I know that you get, after 10 years, I'm sure you're comfortable, and you thought that this was going to be your life, and now your feelings have been, your rug has been yanked out from underneath you, so to speak. So what do you do? What do you do? Well, you come to terms with who you are. You can't make someone feel a certain way. You can't force your feelings or your opinions or your dreams and goals on someone else. They can adapt to them. They can be part of them. It can be part of their life, and you can share those feelings and emotions, but you can't force someone to feel some way that you want them to feel. And if you do that, and it does happen that you can force somebody to feel the way you want them to feel, then it's not a true relationship. You're calling all the shots, and it's not a give and take relationship. All you're doing is taking. So think about why you get jealous, because you're used to being around her and now you're not going to be. It's time to fill your life with something else. Give her the space, because trust me, if you try to choke the space out and you try to infiltrate and make her feel guilty, or you get mad, or you get aggressive, or you start stalking, or whatever you do because you feel like it's your ego that has been damaged because you're not in a relationship now, or your emotional stability is insecure now because someone has left the relationship, you have to evaluate where you are. You can't put the blame outward for anything. I talk about this all the time. Anything that happens in your life, you can't blame somebody else. Of course, if you get in a car crash, or you eat unhealthy all your life and then you die of a heart attack, you can't blame anybody else. You can't blame McDonald's because they made crappy food. It's your fault for eating it. So that's just a quick analogy there. But and if you like McDonald's, don't take it personally. But anyway, so you have to really evaluate yourself and always think about, you know, it's not selfish or conceited to think about yourself and your well-being and your thoughts and what's going to make you happy. That's not selfish. Maybe it is selfish, but it's, you have to feel that way. You have to look out for number one without hurting everybody else. So now that you have gone through that, your relationship has ended. Now what? Now it's time to look at yourself. So first of all, why are you jealous? You're jealous when she talks to somebody else. You're jealous if somebody else has a better relationship or a different, not even better, just a different relationship. Maybe she can joke with other people differently than she can with you. Why is that? It's personalities. It's just the way it is. Don't let it get you down. If it's not going to work, then it's not going to work, and you have to move on. You just have to. You can't force anybody to feel any way that they don't want to feel. Just like she can't force you to not like her. Right? Nobody can force you to do anything you don't want to do. You choose what you want to do in life, and you choose how you want to feel from any given situation. So now that your life has changed after 10 years, and she's your, you consider her to be your best friend, then don't lose that friendship. I would say don't risk the friendship for a closer relationship. I would back off a little bit, give her the space she needs. If it's a true friendship or a true relationship, it will come back. It will mend itself. But if you start coming down on her and you're actually put her on the defense and you're on offense and you are attacking her or trying to make her feel guilty for leaving you or saying that you can't go on without her or your life is over and you start doing that, it's going to get worse and you're going to drive that person further away. Show the person, show her that you can stand on your own. Show her that, okay, you need your space. Fine. You have your space. I'll take my space. And you do some exploring in your mind and in your heart and in your emotions. Who knows? You might find somebody else that you connect with even better. Don't sell yourself short. There's millions and millions of people in the world. You happen to find one and spend 10 years with them. Maybe you'll go on with them. Maybe you won't. But don't let it tear your life apart. Because it's just not worth it. Your life is too short. And if the person, if she doesn't want to be in the relationship, it doesn't sound like she doesn't want to be in a relationship. It sounds like from your letter that she wants to have friends outside of you and for you not to be bothered. So who cares if she has friends outside of you? That's healthy. That's healthy. You should have friends outside of her too. And maybe when you get more friends outside of her, you'll be able to grow as a person and she'll grow as a person and it'll be more cohesive and maybe not. It can go either way, but accept either situation and move on from it. It's not going to be easy, but you will get through it. You will get through it. So just be strong, look inward, try to fix the jealousy that you have, try to find out why you're insecure with yourself. Because you think that your place can be taken at any moment. And quit focusing on what's outside, on other people, on other situations, on her friends, on her, on what she's doing. Focus on you. Focus on what you're doing. And focus on how to make yourself a happier, healthier, mentally healthier person. Okay? Now, I don't know who wrote this in. And I hope that this helps. It helps you relieve a little tension and actually... maybe talk to her and find out where your relationship is. Is it a relationship? Do you just want more friends? Are we calling it quits? Call her out on it. Find out what the hell's going on if you want the answers. Be careful what you ask for because you might not get the answers that you, you know, that you want. And that's the chance you take. But then you know the outcome. You know it. There's no questions. Right now you have questions. What's going on? So get those questions answered and then make a decision and move on. All right. All right. I hope that helped. I don't know if it did, but I hope I helped you out a little bit. I want to give a quick shout out again to Kaylee in California. Thanks for listening, Kaylee in California. Hit me up on a text line, 304-506-3332. Go to the website, pick something out for Christmas for the person that you love and help them to be positive with maybe a positive hoodie or something or a coffee cup or whatever you can get. There's all kinds of stuff on there. Tie dye, all kinds of stuff. Check it out. All right. Thanks a lot. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we could all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.